Ready?
Check Reddit FM cares. Good morning, angels.
This morning we're joined by Sylvia, mother of three, and apparently she came quite a long way to see us this morning. Is that right?
Well, Sylvia drove through all the way from Leidenburg this morning,
Martin, and to me.
That's commitment.
And you wrote to us, am I right? You sent us a letter, an email.
Yes, correct.
And it's about your baby daughter and the fact that you've been through quite a couple of hospitals and it's not been an easy start for you guys. I think just run us past that. Just run us through that story again.
Okay, like during the month of May, I had to go to a hospital for a delivery. So I was so excited that I'm going to deliver a baby girl.
Of course.
Yes, my husband was there with me even the time I was going to the theater. The baby was delivered. But when I woke up in the ward to see my baby girl next to me, she wasn't there.
Oh.
And like my in-laws were standing there and my husband. When I opened my eyes, then I asked them if everything is okay. They told me, yes, it's okay. I asked them, where is my Rosie? They told me, no, there's a little bit of problem. She's in the ICU. Then when I get there, I got the shock of my life because like my baby, she had an opening on her lip. Like when she opened her mouth there was nothing, only her tongue rolling there. She just looked so strange. Yes, I was really shocked. Then I went back to my bed. It took me like 3 days. I couldn't wake up. I couldn't talk to anybody. I was just crying. My husband was there. He told me the other time we were watching TV, Sylvia, don't worry. There are also kids who are worse than our baby. Yes.
So your baby's problem is cleft palate. Is that
that time? Yeah, it was only that. Yes, that time, like it was like that.
Okay. Where's Rosie now?
She's at Acacia Netcare Hospital currently. Yes.
How long has she been at home, and how long has she been in hospitals?
I was with Rosie at home for 2.5 months. The time the doctor was discharging us, she told me the signs of those cleft babies. I should check what is happening. There's a possibility of convulsions. She explained to me what I should look. On my first week at work, she was staying behind with my younger sister. Then, like, she phoned me, Rosie's not fine. I asked, what's wrong? Said, no, I think she's having terrible stomach cramps. Then I decided to take her back to the hospital where she was born. And therefore, we told them, this baby, now we can see its convulsions. She was admitted for 2 weeks. But after discharge, she wasn't any better. Like, she was convulsing, like, every hour.
Talk us through some other challenges that Rosie would be facing right now.
Last month, she was also admitted at UNITAS Hospital. Then they told me, no, Rosie cannot go to any school. And there's a possibility that Rosie wouldn't walk or do anything. They've run some more tests on her, and it came back like, Rosie, she's also blind. She does not respond to any light, any movement. That means Rosie is born blind. But all the time I was thinking, Rosie is she was seeing me.
Sylvia, that's a whole lot to deal with. Well, let's see if Good Morning Angels, the festive edition, can make a difference in the life of Sylvia and young Rosie. But we do have partners for the festive edition. Listen to this.
Roman's Pizza is the proud sponsor of Jacaranda FM's Good Morning Angels festive edition. Roman's Pizza. Best pizza, best value.
Now, this is where the angels come in. The story about Sylvia, who drove through all the way from Leidenburg, young Rosie, her baby girl, is in a hospital in Pretoria.
Yeah, she has a cleft palate and lip. She has acid reflux. She's blind.
She's got a list of challenges. So the best thing for Rosie at this stage is to be in the hospital. But the thing is for Sylvia, and correct us if we're wrong, Sylvia, is that you want young Rosie at home. That's what you want. And it can be done. It really can be done.
So what's going to make your life easier with Rosie? Because, I mean, it's very clear you love your baby. You want your baby home. What's going to help you give her the best care and the best chance at life?
I think if I can get there, because all the time I cannot like run to hospital when there's something wrong, because like her condition, I'm going to live with it forever. So every time like she's having maybe the high temperature, maybe her sodium level is low and other stuff. I couldn't run always to hospital. I should at least have some other medical equipment.
So it is possible to have Rosie at home, but it means that your home needs to be set up. To keep Rosie safe.
Yes.
And
yes.
That must mean you need to basically replicate whatever they have at the hospital.
Yes, some, but not the bigger machines, but I think they are portable equipment. Mm,
that, some basics.
Yes, that I should.
But it's a number of things. It's a list of things, right?
List of things.
Yes.
You're talking here saturation machine, a portable suction machine, a nebulizer.
Those are very important for all babies.
Oxygen, all that kind of thing.
And then there's specialized milk. Because of the cleft palate, she cannot suckle like a baby normally does. Mm. So she needs special feeding and she needs a special way of ingesting that milk. That
sounds expensive.
Anti-reflex milk.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Good Morning Angels always has a silver lining and a bit of hope. At least, you know, if it's just a start. So that's where we introduce the CMO, Chief Marketing Officer of Roman's Pizza, Bonnie Cooper, this morning. Bonnie, thanks for joining us on the show. You're one of the angels.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What news do you have for us this morning? Could you possibly help and make the situation better?
Well, firstly, Sylvia, it's not a nice situation. I mean, I'm sure we all have kids of our own and we know how difficult it is alone just having normal children that are healthy. So, I do feel your pain, and we'd like to help you wherever we possibly can. So Roman's as a brand would love to see Rosie at home with you, with her family. So we're going to give you 30,000 Rand to see what we can fulfill on your list. And I think we need to start with the most important items that obviously can keep Rosie in good health at home.
That's wonderful.
Oh,
this is Mission Get Rosie Home.
Yes.
And Roman's Pizza kindly is going to assist in doing this. So hopefully real soon for Christmas.
They're going to help you lighten your load.
Yeah.
Sylvia?
Are you happy?
Yes, I'm really happy. I'm really happy. I want to spend the Christmas with my Rosie. Thank you.
Well, it sounds to me like it's going to happen. Christmas with Rosie. Sounds like a movie.
It does.
Super. Bonnie, thank you so much to everyone at Roman's Pizza.
Thank you.
Much, much appreciated.
We really are privileged to be part of the show with the Good Morning Angels, and we're really looking forward to helping you, Sylvia.
Here we go. All the machines necessary to get Rosie home. Pizza for the rest of us. Thank you, Roman.
That's a given, eh?
Sylvia, all the blessings for Christmas to you and your family, your two boys. Your husband, and of course, Rosie. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for that.
Roman's Pizza are the pan-based pizza specialist where you get two delicious pizzas in one big box for one low price. And now, get any two large pizzas from the Rumbling Grumbling range, a 2-litre Coke and 6 Ola ice creams for only 189 Rand 90. Offer ends 31st of December. Roman's Pizza, best pizza, best value.